Oh, wow, I have to turn a lot. Okay. Okay, so yes, I'm Jenna, and Pastor Ken asked me to preach. So the sermon that I'm doing, I originally wrote it for my third-year class, for my class chapel, because our class president asked me if I wanted to speak, and I was like, I guess so. So I wrote this for them, and then is pretty good. So Pastor Ken asked me if I want to do it again. I was like, I mean, I guess. It's pretty good. Okay. So so I'm starting about, it's about David and Goliath, and my sermon's called We the Underdogs, because David really is an underdog in this story. While we know what he eventually does throughout the Bible, like the great things that he does, he starts off as a little shepherd boy, and he doesn't know what God has planned for him. So he is the underdog in this story. So reading from 1 Samuel 17, verses 4 to 9. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out from the Philippines, from the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scaled armor of bronze weighing 5,000 skillets on his legs, and he wore bronze greaves on a bronze javelin was slung on his back. I feel like I'm going too fast. Are you good? Everything's good? Okay. From verse 7. His spear shaft was like a weaver's wand and rod, and its iron point weighed 600 skillets. His shield bearer went ahead of him. So Goliath is. What am I doing?
I just have to fix this.
Okay.
I think that's affecting the. Sorry.
Good. Okay, so Goliath is the he's the giant. So he's standing before you. This is the original thing that's keeping you from doing God's plan for you. So so this is either pride, fear, unwillingness, unforgiveness. I have my own giants. I'm not sure what yours are. So so this looks impossible to overcome because he's this giant guy. This giant thing that's in front of you, as someone who's vertically challenged as myself, he's very tall and is very overbearing, and it's very hard to overcome this when it's so big and you're scared to overcome it. So it looks impossible to overcome, and some have tried to overcome their giants, and they couldn't do it. So then these are the Elabs in our lives. So moving on to 1 Samuel 17, verses 28 to 30. Give you time to find that this time. Okay, so when Elab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down here only to watch the battle. Now what have I done?" said David. "Can't I speak?" Okay. So Elab is the one who doesn't want you to succeed. He's the person that's getting angry at you for trying to overcome your giant. So this is someone that can see you trying to overcome your pride or your unforgivingness, and they're getting mad at you because they couldn't do that themselves. So they don't want you to succeed. So this person could be, hopefully not, but a leader in your church. It could be a family member or a friend that's getting mad at you for trying to do your best and move on. So we know that Elab gets mad at David because he's asking about Goliath. So he's talking to all the soldiers and everything because he went there to give his brothers bread and cheese or something. And so he's there, and he sees this giant, and he's like, why is no one going after this guy? So he sees his giant, and he's trying to, like, okay, I'm going to fight this guy. And so then Elab's like, no, you can't do that. You're the little younger brother. You can't do that, because if I can, then you definitely can't. And he's getting mad because he doesn't want David to, because then he's going to get embarrassed. So this person's already trying to embarrass you and push you down from trying to overcome your giant to work towards being better. So this person is pushing you down, and he tries to embarrass you and take away the light that they see in you. So while you have this physical Elab behind you yelling at you, you have your giant in front of you that you're trying to overcome, you have the voice of Saul in your mind. So verses 32 to 33. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Saul replied, you're not able to go against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth. So Saul is already the voice in your head telling you that you can't do it. This voice is telling you you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, you don't talk enough, you don't have enough courage, you don't do this, so why are you trying to do this now? So when you're trying to ignore it, it just seems to get louder. I know this is something I have trouble with. I usually overthink a lot of things, and then that just kind of snowballs into a bigger thing than it already is. So this is important, that these lies, these voices in your head, they're saying you can't do it. That's the devil trying to discourage you from overcoming your giant, because he obviously doesn't want you to do what God wants you to do. So he's trying to hold you back, using voices in your head, trying to, like, no, just, like, bring you down. And it's just, yeah. So that can't be trusted. So I know when I'm listening to these voices and I'm trying to fight them and trying to ignore what the voices are saying to me, like my own inner thoughts, about this giant that, and I need help. So I usually go to my friends to voice all my thoughts. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing and all stuff like that. And while they do their best to try to help me, because my friends are great and they usually listen to me and give me advice for what to do, and I listened, but while they're trying to do their best, it's not all the time what I need to hear to push myself, because they're like, no, it's okay, you can do it later and kind of thing, and they're trying to help me, but I'm just like, no. But the important thing, just like Saul did in verses 39 with David, which is right there. So David fastened on his sword over his tunic and tried to walk around because he was not used to them. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I'm not used to them. So he took them off. So that was Saul, like, trying to help David. He's like, hey, if you're going to do this, then I want to help you. I want to make sure you're ready. So this is basically what my friends try to do. They try to help me get ready to fight my giant. But the only true thing that can help you overcome your giant is God. God's the only one that can help you fight your giant and get the courage that you need to overcome this giant that's in front of you. So I'm not sure about you, but I know for myself, I see myself in the story, but not just as David. I see myself, because in our lives, it's very easy to do this. We can only hear our own thoughts. We can only feel our own feelings. We don't know what's going on in other people's lives, whether they tell us or not. We don't know the true story that's going on. So it's very easy for us to think, like, we're the underdogs. Everything's against us. But really, while we're the underdogs in our story, we can be the Elab or the voice of Saul in someone else's life. We can speak that negativity into their life. We can get mad at them for trying to overcome themselves. So, and it's normal for us to focus on ourselves because that's all we have. We can only hear our own thoughts. I mean, it'd be pretty cool if we could read other people's minds, but that doesn't actually happen. So, and that's like, we feel like we're the only people on earth. The world revolves around us because we can only focus on ourselves, and it's hard to get out of that because it's our own thoughts. It's hard for us to overcome that. So our words and our thoughts and our actions affect how we see and treat other people who are trying to overcome, but we see them as they're getting in our way. It's like that job that we wanted, that position or that assignment in school or something, we wanted that, but someone else got it. So what do? We usually get frustrated and angry. It's like, God, why didn't you give me that? Like, that should have been mine. But what we need to do is we need to think about what God's doing in that other person's life. We don't know if that person needed that job, that position. We should be excited for them to be moving ahead and breaking out of their comfort zone. So that's an example of ELAB, is when you don't get a job or a position you wanted and you get mad and you get frustrated because you're like, God, I thought you were going to give this to me. But because we don't know what's going on in someone else's life, God knows what's going on in everyone's lives. So he sees what that person needed. He sees what you need. He sees what you can do and where you can grow. He can see that with other people too. So while you didn't get that job or that position and someone else did, God knows why that person got that job. You know, that person needed that job because they needed it so they could stay in their house. They needed that position so that they can grow or to get out of a situation. And while you didn't get it, God sees that there's something better coming for you. So an example of Saul is I used myself as an example for Saul because at school I'm very quiet. I don't talk in class. I don't really leave my room other than with my friends because that's just like out of my comfort zone. I don't really like doing that. So I used myself as the example for this voice of Saul for some other people, thinking like they saw my name on the post like this, she's preaching at our chapel. So usually when someone doesn't really talk in class or it's not one of the popular people who like speaks the Bible all the time, so they're probably thinking it's like, why is she preaching? Like, why is she, because she never talks, she doesn't talk in class, so why is she preaching a message? Which was normal for them because I didn't talk really. So really, it's like I really encourage them just to like, and I encourage you to really try not to speak the words of Saul that's already in someone's mind out loud to them, because that's even more discouraging for them to try to move out of their comfort zone to try to get over their giant. So we should be supporting each other and be excited to see what others are doing and just support and encourage everyone to get up and to see what they're doing. And if they're doing something different, then be like, I'm excited to see what they're doing because that means they're breaking out. So like me standing here preaching, like even to my class, that was me breaking out and me trying to get over my shyness and my not wanting to speak out. So we really need to support and encourage each other because the world is already against us, because the devil doesn't want us to succeed. He doesn't want God's light getting out there. So we have to support each other and to push ourselves to be out there more and to speak what we feel like we are supposed to speak. So, yeah, that's basically it. I'm a fast talker. Okay, so we're going to move into communion now. So I'll have my dad and mom come help me with that.